And the path that you're on is not necessarily the right path. The path that you're on is the best path for you. That's why you're on it. And the path that another person is on is the best path for them.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
You are now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves anyone out there, including yourself, especially yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And we put all this together in one bundle, one package, one mindset, one method, one philosophy, one book. This masterclass right here that is called, you know the name of it, it is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. Today's topic is why old friends become old friends. And when I say old friends, I mean old as in used to be, but they're no longer, maybe you don't have a beef with them, you don't have a conflict with them, but they're not really a friend anymore because, I don't know, that's what we're going to talk about, why they're not a friend. Now, I talked about why you're going to lose some friends over time in a previous masterclass here on this show. This is masterclass number 989. So if you have not heard that one, that was 600 masterclasses ago, believe it or not. Go listen to masterclass number 989. If you are a game group member, any of you who's a member of the game group or you're about to become, you know we have a smartphone app, right, that is exclusive for members, right? You know in that smartphone app, we have every episode in the history of this show. So any of you who ever hit me up asking me, hey, where can I access this episode or that episode? The answer is at Work On Your Game University, workonyourgameu.com. The link is right down below wherever you happen to be listening to this. Just scroll down. The link is right down there, workonyourgameu.com. Become a game group member. Your first 2 weeks are completely free on us, no matter what you decide to do after that. And you can listen to any episode ever in the history of the show in 2 weeks. I mean, if you don't go to sleep and you just listen to episodes, you put it on a faster speed, you could. I haven't done the numbers on this, but I think you may be able to listen to every episode in the history of the show just in 2 weeks. And it costs you absolutely nothing except your time investment. So again, that's at Work On Your Game University. But anyway, what I was saying is masterclass number 989, we talked about why you're going to lose some friends over the next 5 years. And today is a companion masterclass, 600 days later, about why some people who used to be your friend are going to stay in that place of used to be your friend. Why do people who were friends just all of a sudden, not even all of a sudden, but gradually, but then when all of a sudden you recognize it, that they're no longer quite a friend like they used to be. Point number one, today's topic is again, why old friends become just that, old friends. Point number one, some people never advance in life. This is the main reason why most of your old friends are going to be old friends. Now, I'm talking specifically to this audience, or the audience who wants to work on their game, the audience of you all who are progressive, growing, getting better, advancing, taking yourself to a higher level, okay? There's some people you're going to deal with, some people that you are dealing with right now, and some people that you have dealt with, they simply are not interested in getting better in life. What they're interested in is maybe staying exactly where they are. We don't know what they're interested in. Whatever it is, it ain't the same as what you're interested in because they aren't advancing and you did advance or you have advanced or you're in the process of advancing right now. Some people just don't advance. That's just what it is. Now, if I was talking to a different audience of people, I would say some of you are not going to advance, but I'm going to assume, again, since you're listening to a show called Work On Your Game, that you're interested in that first word, which is work. When you work, you're going to advance. If you work and you have the right strategy in place and you get the right strategy by making sure you're listening to and following the right teacher, and I will assert that you are following the right teacher right now in this show at Work On Your Game University, you will advance. But some people don't want to advance. Some people, a lot of people, get to a certain point in life and they just stop growing. They don't grow anymore once they get to that point. And I'm not talking about physical growth. I'm not talking about puberty, which for the most part, you don't have a whole lot of control over. I'm talking about your mental growth, your spiritual growth, your emotional growth, your financial growth, your relationship growth, your knowledge growth, your skill growth. Some people get to a certain point and they never grow anymore. Some people only grow by default. They go through the puberty phase where they grow by default, but they never do anything intentional to actually advance themselves in life. And that's their choice. There's nothing wrong with them being how they want to be because they were given that life to do whatever they want to do or not do with it. So we're not here to condemn them. And we're not going to spend a whole lot of time discussing them because look, they ain't doing nothing anyway. Ain't nothing to discuss. But understand that sometimes you'll see a person 10 years after you last spoke to them. You'll speak to them for about 2 to 3 minutes and you'll realize about 3 minutes into this conversation with a person you haven't seen in 10 years, that is 3,650 days. You have not seen this person and you realize 3 minutes into the conversation that you have basically gotten to the bottom of the well with that individual, if you understand what I'm saying. I'll give you an example. This is something that happened to me not too long ago in my life. I'm not going to say when, and I'm not going to say who I'm talking to. I'm not even going to say how or where this conversation happened, just in case this person or someone knows them, who knows them, is listening, because I'm not going to bash them when they're not here to defend themselves, even though everything I'm saying is actually true. There is an old friend of mine who I knew back in college. That's all I'm going to say, that I knew them back in college. I'm not going to say where, when, who, what. I'm not even going to reveal the sex of this individual. The last time I saw this person in person was around 2000, and I graduated college in 2004, so I probably seen them maybe a year or two after college. I may have run into this individual. Didn't talk to him at all for a couple of years after that. The last time I talked to him was probably around 2009-ish, 2010. I'm recording this in 2020. So I hadn't talked to him since 2009, 2010, around that time. And, you know, we exchanged messages back and forth on whatever platform, whether it was texting or Facebook message or direct message or email, whatever it was. We've exchanged messages to talk about our lives. What are you up to? What are you up to? None of the usual stuff that you talk to with people you haven't talked to in a while. Now, about 10 years had passed since I seen this person. I had not seen or heard from this individual for 10 years. Now, we were never in the same place. We didn't run into each other. We didn't have any mutual friends, really, maybe one or two people, but no mutual friends where either of our names will come up in the other person's conversation. This person popped up randomly in my orbit about 3 weeks ago from when I'm recording this, which is not the date that you're listening to it. So there's no way that anybody could identify themselves as this person that I'm talking about. Because again, I'm not going to bash somebody not here. Now, this person sent me a message and they asked me what I was up to. I told them what I was up to briefly. I didn't tell them everything I was up to because I'm up to a lot. And I asked them what they were up to. They told me what they had going on. It wasn't really, they weren't doing a ton, which is no big deal. I wasn't judging them for it. You know, I think I do more than the average person. They weren't doing a ton, but it was cool. We kept exchanging messages. And, you know, sometimes when you're talking to people, not everyone is so forthcoming with what's actually going on in their lives, depending on what it is and depending on who they're talking to. You know, everyone doesn't want to reveal everything to everybody, which is perfectly fine. I don't reveal everything to everybody. So with this person, you know how when you're talking to someone you haven't talked to in a while, and you know they probably have some things that you kind of want to find out. So you just keep talking to them and exchanging messages. And, you know, you get over the small talk and they're asking questions. And we were talking about this thing and that thing. And within about 3 messages being exchanged back and forth, meaning I sent 3 messages, they sent 3 messages back and forth, I realized, okay, this person doesn't have anything else going on. There's nothing else interesting about this person in their life right now. Who knows? Maybe things will change 6 months from now. Maybe they'll have a whole lot going on. But right now, at the moment that I was exchanging messages with this person, I realized this individual does not have anything else going on. There's nothing else interesting about this person. They were more interesting back 15 years ago when I originally met them than they are right now. Maybe in the exact same spot, maybe even have regressed a little bit because it wasn't anything else to talk about. I basically reached the bottom of the well when it came to this individual. The challenge with the conversation was they wanted to keep talking. Have you ever run into a person like this? I'm not talking about a random person that you don't know. I'm talking about somebody who you did know, you used to know, maybe you still know. But after you kind of catch up on the surface level stuff with that person, you realize, all right, this person ain't got nothing else going on. And you want to get done talking to them so you could get back to the stuff that you're actually doing in life and ain't got nothing else to do. So they just want to keep talking to you. Because maybe talking to you could be the most interesting thing that happens to them. This is what happens to people in life. All right. Sometimes you just end up on different wavelengths with another individual. You know somebody and you and them were in the same position maybe 10 years ago. 10 years go by. Now you have advanced. You're on a different wavelength because you have advanced. You're doing other things in your life. But that person is still on the same wavelength, is doing the same things that they were doing back then, maybe even less than they were doing back then. They're on a different wavelength from you. And when two people are on different wavelengths, they just don't connect. The energy is not exactly the same. Now, those different wavelengths make the relationship no longer viable. This is just something that happens with people in life. And it doesn't necessarily mean there's anything wrong with that individual. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you as a person to not be interested in that person anymore. Is anything wrong with you continuing to associate with this person? Well, it depends on the levels that you associate them at. And I explain that in Master Class number 1058. If you don't remember what that topic was, which I bet you don't, Masterclass 1058 is titled Limiting Your Associations to Three Levels of People. If you don't remember that, then you may recall how I talked to you about three levels of people, the 2 minute individuals, the 2 hour individuals, and the 2 day individual. Now, some of you know what I'm talking about. Again, that's Masterclass 1058. You should bookmark that and save it to your device for offline listening, whatever you need to do to make sure you can continue to listen to that one over and over and over again, not only to check yourself, but also to check your associations. Sometimes the people who used to be 2 day people to you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you run into them now, they become a 2 minute person. And that's just the way that it goes in life. All right, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Maybe it's because of them, but maybe, hey, it might be because of you. Now, again, assuming that you're a person who's about growth and advancement and getting better, it may be because you got better, you grew, you have advanced, you're on a different wavelength because you're doing different things than you were doing 10 years ago, which makes sense because time has changed, so you should have changed as well. You grew and they didn't grow. Listen, everybody in life gets older. All right, this is a guarantee. Every single day, you are getting 1 day older. I don't care how old you are by age, number of candles on your cake. You are 1 day older today than you were yesterday. All right, I don't care who's listening. Everybody, that applies to you. You are 1 day older every single day, but understand something. Just because you get older does not mean you grow. I'm letting that sink in there. That's the pause is for you to let that sink in. Just because you get older does not mean you grow. And the rest of the points we're going to talk about here today are going to further reinforce the point that I've already made here, that sometimes people just don't advance. They just stay in the same spot for the rest of their lives. And that's why they become what they become, which is a used to be friend. Let's move on to point number two. Today's topic is why old friends become old friends. Point number two, some people are still living in the past. They're still living in yesteryear. They're living in back in the day while you are living in the present and looking towards your future. You ever run into an old friend who still wants to do the stuff, or maybe you didn't have to run into them. Maybe they're still around and they still want to do the stuff that y'all did when you were 18, but now you're 45 and you can't or don't want to do the stuff that you used to do when you were 18. Or they want to do the stuff that y'all did in school, but you've been out of school for 12 years and you ain't trying to do the stuff you were doing in school, but they still want to do those same things. And you may be SMHing at this person, shaking your head, in case y'all don't know what that means, as SMH is shaking my head. Maybe shaking your head at that individual, like, why are they still trying to do this stuff that we used to do back then? Listen, don't judge the person. Don't judge them for being who they are. Remember, as I said earlier, every one of us has our own lives to live. So if someone wants to live their life a certain way, which you disagree with that method, all right, you can go ahead and disagree, but disagree internally. All right, don't tell them that they're wrong. Don't chastise them. Don't waste any of your mental or psychic energy thinking about why they're wrong to live the life that they're living the way that they do, because listen, it's not your business how somebody else chooses to live their life. Now, if you choose to get involved in them, then it becomes your business and maybe bad business if you choose to get involved with somebody who's not going where you're trying to go. But if you decide or you recognize that someone is living a life of how you used to live, but you don't live that way anymore, then it becomes your responsibility to remove yourself, extricate yourself from that situation. Maybe you have people who want to do stuff. They want to do the stuff that y'all used to do when you were both single and mingling. But now you have kids and a family or a career right now, and you ain't got time to be doing those things, or you're just not interested in them anymore. Maybe you got them out of your system already back then, but they haven't, and they're still doing that. Listen, don't judge them. Every person is going to be who they're going to be. Listen, they may be judging you, all right, for being all serious and being all family oriented and being all career and not wanting to have fun anymore. They may be judging you just as much as you are considering judging them, or as much as you were judging them before I told you to stop doing that and stop wasting your energy. Okay, you only got so much to spare in life. All right, you don't want to be in the clubs and bars anymore, but your friends from back in the day, because you're 35, 45, 50 years old, 27, you won't be in the clubs and the bars partying anymore, but they're still in there and they're the same age as you. Don't judge them. Just let them be who they want to be. But understand, you must discern the difference between a 2 minute, 2 hour, and a 2 day individual. And if you fail in your skill of discernment, then you're the one who's making the mistake. You understand that? Masterclass number 1431, the topic is discernment, your skill of perception and judgment. So when you perceive or judge another person, not judge in a negative way, but you judge the situation of another person and not be on the same wavelength as you, it is your responsibility. Again, go back to Masterclass number 1058, the levels of people. Knowing when you're dealing with someone who's just not on the same level as you anymore and making sure that you limit that association so as to not be doing any type of disservice to yourself in your life. Point number three, Today's topic is why some old friends become old friends. You and that individual no longer speak the same language. This is not necessarily a bad thing on a part of you or on a part of that person. Now, understand, not everyone is the same. And even sometimes when you are the same as another person, you will not remain the same. But this is what happens when communication ceases between people, that the language has changed. You're looking to maybe settle down, get married, have 2 to 4 kids. Maybe you already did it. They want to be single and have no kids. Maybe they have already decided and that's the way they're going to stay. You want to buy a house and grow roots in one town. They want to travel the world backpacking. You're an entrepreneur. They became a school principal. No one is doing anything bad or wrong. Sometimes in life, you and another person just go on divergent paths. You're going one direction. They're going another direction. You're thinking one way. They're thinking another way. And again, I said this for the third or fourth time here today. Everyone has a right to live life however they want to live it. It's not your job to judge them. It is not your job to correct them. It is not your job to tell them that they're living wrong because you're on this path. Listen, the path that you're on is not necessarily the right path. The path that you're on is the best path for you. That's why you're on it. And the path that another person is on is the best path for them. That's why they're on it. If there was a better path, they would be on it. If and when they decide that there's a better path, they will get on it. But right now, the path that they're on is the best path for them. And it is your responsibility to stay out of their way and let them live the way that they want to live. Staying out of their way means you need to limit your associations. Again, 2 minutes, 2 hours, and 2 days. And understand that sometimes you're just going to lose friends because, listen, that's just the way that it goes. That's just the way the game goes sometimes. Everyone's not going to stay on the same page and the same wavelength doing the same thing. And it's a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good thing that sometimes friends go out of your life and new people come in because that's the way things work in life. Things change. That's why we got the seasons, spring, summer, winter, fall. Things die out and new things come back. That's the way that it works. Everything is not going to stay the same. Everyone is not going to stay the same. Every relationship will not remain. And that's okay. All right. The old got to be cleared out so there is space for the new. And you personally, you got to be willing to deal with the void of letting go of something that is no longer a match for your life in order to create the vacuum that allows space for anything new to come in. If you're trying to hold on to everything with both arms, all right, that means you have no capacity to grab on to something new. If you want newness in your life, if you want change in your life, you want advancement and growth in your life, you got to be willing to let go of some of the old things that you have. And some of those old things may be certain relationships and certain associates who just aren't on the wavelength that you're on anymore. They're not on the level that you're on anymore. They don't want to go where you want to go. Completely fine. Let them live how they want to live. You got to let them go to let them live. And you got to let them go to let you live. Now, you can't carry all that baggage with you throughout your entire life. And again, baggage is not necessarily a bad thing. You just got to choose the right baggage. All right. You don't want to be at the airport and pick up the wrong bag, get to the hotel, realize you got somebody else's clothes. Make sure you're picking up the right baggage if you're going to travel through life. All right. You're already traveling. So what you need to do is check your baggage and make sure you're carrying the right things, the right people, the right ideas, and the right information with you along the way. Let's recap today's class, which is why old friends become old friends. I'll talk to you again, Masterclass number 989, why you're going to lose some friends over the next 5 years. Over the last 5 years that you've been listening to this show, for the last 5 years, you've lost some friends from the time this show began to this date today. Have you or have you not? I'm sure you have. You've been listening to this show since it started. You have lost some friends over the last 5 years simply because everybody ain't trying to grow. Today is a companion masterclass to that, to why some used to be friends will stay in that place. Number one, some people never advance. Sometimes in life, people get to a certain point and they just cease to grow because nobody ever told them that growth is voluntary. At past the point of puberty, you must grow on purpose. And many people don't do it. So you see somebody after 10 years, you speak to them, and within 3 minutes of the start of the conversation, you realize they ain't got nothing else going on. There's nothing else to talk about. Masterclass number 1058, the levels of people, 2 days people, 2 hour people, and 2 minute people. Which level of person are you talking to right now? Point number two. Some people are still living in the past while you are living in the present. They want to do stuff y'all did 10 years ago, but you are thinking, that was what I was doing 10 years ago. It's not what I'm doing anymore. That is just their prerogative. That's the way they want to live. Don't judge them, but make sure you are treating them and dealing with them as far as your time investment goes accordingly. And point number three, you no longer speak the same language as that person. This is not necessarily a bad thing on a part of you or that individual, because not everybody's the same. Some people want to settle down. Some people want to get married and have kids. Some people want to be single with no kids. Some people want to buy a house. Some people want to backpack and travel the world. Some people become entrepreneurs. Some people don't even want to get a job. No one is doing anything bad or wrong. People are just living divergent paths. You have to do the job of minding your business. Minding your business means knowing what's the most important thing for you, what's the most important thing you need to be paying attention to and adjust accordingly. Masterclass number 1288, how to mind your business. So if you don't know how to mind your business, I'm going to tell you how to do it. Masterclass 1288, understanding that your business is much bigger than just what you do for work. Work on your game. Dre, all day.